We mentioned that this chapter on Likutei Halachos is based on chapter 40 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the hisparus, the beauty and the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael and that we take in Hashem. And we spoke about three different aspects of this hisparus. One was the hisparus of Hashem himself, the hisparus that Hashem sees in Klal Yisrael. The second was the hisparus of the tzaddik. And the third was the hisparus of each and every single Jew. And we related it to the three levels of the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles. And now Rav Nosson Zal is still in the process of speaking about this. He's focusing right now on the topic of the tzaddik and the hisparus that Hashem gets from the tzaddik. We mentioned that the tzaddik is called Yosef because he is yifei toyar v'yifei mare, he's beautiful, meaning his actions, his deeds are beautiful in the eyes of Hashem. That's number one. In addition, he's also called Yosef because of Yosef Hashem li bein acher. He's always adding, he's being moisif v'hoylech in his avodah. He's always new and increasing his relationship with Hashem. And another reason being, Osaf Elokim es Cherposi, that Rochel Imenu named him Yosef because he gathers in the shame. He removes the shame, which means he increases the beauty, the pride. This we spoke about in the last paragraph of the previous year, and now we continue. And this is the main pleasure and pride of Hashem, this being the tzaddik. Ki ikar his hayisparus vashiyashum shel Hashem yisborach hual yidei chidushim daika. Because the main beauty and pleasure of Hashem is when there's new, when there's news. Dahainu kishoile hisparus chodosh lamala. When a new beauty, a new pride rises up to heaven from us, from the Jewish nation. Meaning, for example, Dahainu kishemiskarev horochoik lashem yisborach. An example of this is when someone who was originally far from Hashem comes close. Vinetvasev oidechot mi Yisrael, and an additional member gets added to the Jewish community, sheroitze lofta yisborach, of the people who want to serve Hashem. Azai hu ikar ha-hisparus shel Hashem yisborach. That's one of the highest forms of pride and glory to Hashem, when a new member comes and joins the fold. V'chein muvan emavur b'divar Rabbeinu Zal b'kama mekoymois. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in many places throughout his Sforim. Shekol ha-hisparus shashem yisporach mispor b'Yisrael einoy oile klal keneged ha-hisparus hechodosh she'oilo lemalo kishemiskarev echod mechodosh eivav yisporach v'roitze lovdoi. Rav Nosson Zal is using a very, very powerful term here. He's making a very powerful statement that all of the pride that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael, from the entire Jewish nation, the people that are religious, doesn't compare at all. Einei oile klal does not compare whatsoever to the pride, the new pride that Hashem gets when a new member becomes religious, when a Jew who wasn't religious till now decides to become religious and serve Hashem. Or the example we give many times of a convert. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Yisroi, Kad Osi Yisroi, when Yisroi came along, who was so far from Hashem, he was the epitome of idol worship, and he acknowledged Hashem, Kedain istalek visyakar shmoda kuchibrichu eila vesata. Then the name and the pride and the glory of Hashem was elevated above and below. She'ikar gidulosoi v'sparusoi yisborach, hu kishemiskarvim horechoikim l'Hashem yisborach. The main greatness of Hashem and the main pride of Hashem is when those who are far from Hashem come close. Ki ha'hisparus, but before we continue, I'd like to mention I saw a note here that Dr. Zev Belind, who was a Breslover who was involved in outreach, I just saw a note that he passed away of a heart attack and his funeral was yesterday, a young man as far as I know. The shir is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmasai, his neshama should have an aliyah, and all the neshamas of all those who passed away recently. Our close friend from Toronto, Phil Kravetsky, whose mother passed away, Chayesora Bas Rav Shraga Feivel, our learning is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas, all of these holy neshamas. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains and clarifies this. Ki ha'hisparus hu bechinas levushim. This pride that we're talking about here, this pride, this kavod of Hashem, is also referred to as garments, like the royal robes of a king that are his pride. Bechinas Hashem moloch geus lovesh. As the pasuk says, Hashem is king, he's cloaked, he's dressed in pride. Ki Rabbi Yochanan kore lamani mechabdusa. And there's the statement in the Gemara where the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his respect, his kavod. Ve'ikar chashivus halavushim hu kishezoichen la'aseis bechinas levushin chadoshim la'shem yisborach. And the main significance of these garments, when we're speaking about kaviyochel Hashem's garments, is when we're zoche to prepare new garments for Hashem. Sheze ikar kevoidoi v'sparusoi. This is Hashem's real honor and pride. Ki ein hamelech mispoer belevush malchus sheyesh loy mikvar afilu im hem yikorim oid. Because a king does not take pride and does not feel glorious and proud in royal garments that he has from before, no matter how expensive they are, no matter how precious they are. It's nowhere, it doesn't compare in any way to when the king dresses himself in a new royal robe, new colors, she'oile lemalo, which rise up heavenward, al yidei she'niskarev harochek la'Hashem yisborach, when someone who was previously far from Hashem comes close. Sheze ikar sha'ashuav v'hisparusoi u'kvoidoi v'godloi. This is Hashem's greatest pleasure, pride, honor, and greatness. Kitanug tmidi einoi tanug, because a constant pleasure, something that a person has always, isn't really pleasurable. It's when somebody experiences something new. Vialkein ikar tanuga v'shashua v'sparusa yisborach hualidei chidushim daika. And therefore, Hashem's greatest pleasure and pride is when there's new, when there's something new. V'alkein isa b'zohar kodesh, and this is why the Zohar kodesh makes a very profound statement about Hashem kaviyochel. Ulevusha de'ihu lovish b'yoyim ado, loy lovish l'yoyim achra. The garment that Hashem wears on this day, he does not wear on the next day. Ulevushin de'ihu lovish b'tzafra, loy lovish b'ramsha. And the clothing that he wears in the morning, he doesn't wear in the evening. Obviously, again, this is not speaking in physical terms. It's speaking in spiritual terms about this newness that kaviyochel Hashem is new all the time. Hashem is always receiving pride from the new garments that are being generated by those who are far from Hashem that come close all the time, al yedei tzadik hador, through the tzadik of the generation, shehu bechinas Yosef. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains two reasons for this. Ki zeh hatzadik maschil biatzmoi b'chol pam mechodosh ki'ilu loy hischol b'avoidosa me'oilom klal. Because this tzaddik of the generation, he knows this secret, and he's always making a new beginning, starting fresh every single day. And even in the same day, he'll make a new beginning and clear the registers completely and become a brand new person. Kimavur bidvarein, as if he hadn't served Hashem ever before. Kimavur bidvareinu mizeh kamapamim, as is explained throughout our writings many times, that this is what Rabbeinu Zal stressed to us, this newness in Avodas Hashem. That when a person goes to shul to daven shachris, it shouldn't be, I'm coming to shul again to daven shachris, but rather this is the first shachris of my life. Doing it with that kind of attitude, with that kind of feeling. And every mitzvah, I'm putting on a talis for the first time, brand new talis. Putting on tefillin for the first time. Umachmazeh, and because this is the tzaddik's attitude, because he is new and fresh every day. Machmazeh yesh loy koyach lekarev rechoikim mamish b'chol eis l'Hashem Yisborach. This is what gives him the ability to bring people that are distant from Hashem, people who have not yet begun to serve Hashem, he has the ability to bring them close all the time. Lekarev b'chol pam rechoikim yoyser. And the tzaddik is constantly getting better at this, being able to bring people who are further away from Hashem, to bring them close. Ki bekoyach hiskabrusoi lahaschil bechol pam mechodosh ki iluhu maschil ato lavodes Hashem, because it's with this power that the tzaddik trains himself to always be making a new beginning. He's always new and young and fresh in his service of Hashem, like it says by Dovra Melech, Beniato ani hayoim miladaticha. You are my son. I gave birth to you today. Today you're being born. Because the tzaddik has this attitude, and this is how he serves Hashem. Bakoyach hazeh yesh loy koyach lo'irar b'chol pam rechoikim mamish. This is what gives him the ability to inspire people that are far away, that they should start and make a new beginning. When a person comes with an attitude that I've been religious for 50 years and I'm frum and I'm a tzaddik, this, that, and they're trying to be makariv balei tshuva, there's clearly a big distance between them, because again, they feel like he's talking down to them. He's a religious person for so many years, and he's so experienced, and he's so close to Hashem, and he's so holy, and they're so unholy, and so far, and they don't know anything yet. But when the tzaddik has the attitude that he doesn't know anything yet, I don't know anything at all about Hashem, I'm starting, I want to start coming close to Hashem. Hayoyim ani maschil avodes borei, today I'm starting to serve Hashem, then there's a natural connection, there's a natural closeness. V'alkein, and therefore, mitzadikim ko'elu, yesh l'Hashem Yisborach ta'anugim v'shashuim v'esparus nifla b'chol eis. It's from tzadikim like this, that have this attitude, they're always young and fresh and new in their serving Hashem. They're putting on a new, brand new pair of tefillin every day, a new talis. It's a new shachris, that attitude, and they're involved in taking the people that are far from Hashem and bringing them close. It's from tzaddikim like this that Hashem has tremendous pleasure all the time. Dahainu hisparus chodosh, because the pleasure that Hashem gets from them is new every day. He's a brand new person every day. Sheze ikara hahisparus. This is the real pride. The Gemara makes a statement, Ger shen esgayer kekoton shenoy ladomi, that when a person converts to Judaism, he's like a newborn baby. And Rav Nosson Zal mentions in certain places that that applies also to Baal Tshuva. A person who wants to do Tshuva also has to be like that. Has to be, the attitude has to be brand new. I'm starting, I'm making a new beginning in my relationship with Hashem. And we know that Rabbeinu Zal tells us in chapter 6 in Likut Imran that every legitimate Jew, every authentic Jew must be Baal Tshuva, must be doing tshuva every day for yesterday, must be advancing every day, going to a new place. And from this new place, I look back at my old place and I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of what I was doing yesterday, because today I'm better. Today I'm going to be much better than I was yesterday. So we're always in this category of Baal Tshuva, and therefore we always want to be kekoton shenoilad, like a newborn baby. A person would say from this that, wow, then all of those people who grew up religious, it's a big rachmonis on them. Because Rav Nosson Zal is defining them here as third-rate citizens. That Hashem gets some pleasure from them, sure. But the real pleasure is from the new ones, from the new. And the answer is that Rav Nosson Zal is telling it like it is. It is true. But in order for there to be this tshuva process, we need religious people. We need people that are learning Torah and davening every day. And we need people that are very knowledgeable in Torah in order to be able to bring these people close. However, again, to understand that Hashem is impressed with new. Something old is not impressive. It's good. It's okay. But new, when a person's attitude towards Hashem is brand new every day, even if he's been religious his whole life, then that's what we're looking for. Ki ha-hisparus oile mechodosh al yedei ha-tzadik bi'atzmoi, because this pride that Hashem draws from Klal Yisrael comes up new every single day through the tzadik himself. Shemeschadesh mamish bechol eis, the tzaddik who renews himself every single day. Every day he's a brand new person. Umoisif vohelech bavidosoi, and he doesn't stay in one place. He keeps increasing and expanding his relationship with Hashem. That's number one. And number two, validei hiskarvus rechoikim, and through the fact that people who previously were distant from Hashem are coming close. Sheboim chadoshim leskarav l'avodos Yisborah. New people are coming to join the community of those who want to be close to Hashem. V'alkein nikro Yosef. And this is why the tzaddik is called Yosef. Bechinas Yosef Hashem li bein acher. May Hashem add to me a new son. May Hashem give me a new son. Ki ha-hisparus hu bechinas bein, because the pride, this pride that Hashem feels, is like a son, like a child. Shashem yisporach mispoer b'Yisrael ke'av ha-mispoer in benoi. The pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish nation is like a father who's so proud of his son. Bebechinas, as we see clearly in the Torah, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Paroi, Bini Bechori Yisrael, that he doesn't know who he's starting up with. This is my son, my firstborn child. Bonim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. And the Torah says, Hashem says to the Jewish people, you are my children. Shehu l'shoinois shel chiba v'isparus. These are all expressions of the deep love that Hashem feels towards us and how proud Hashem is of us. V'hatzadik hu ikar klal Yisrael. And the tzadik is the main character in Klal Yisrael. V'hu bi'atzmoi nikra bein. And the tzadik himself, singularly, is called Hashem's child. Kamo shekosuv, Hashem omar elai, Hashem said to me, Bini ato, you are my son. Umachma shehatzadik mischadesh bavoidosoi b'chol pa mechodosh. And because of the fact that the tzaddik's attitude is brand new every single day, he renews himself in his service of Hashem. It's never an attitude that I've done this 1,000 times or I did this before. It's always brand new, like a child, a 13-year-old boy coming into shul that first day that he's putting on those shiny, beautiful tefillin for the first time. And you see the high that he's on, you see how special it is. The tzaddikim, that's their attitude every single day. And therefore, hu b'chol pam ben chodosh etzal Hashem yisborach, the tzaddik is always a new child to Hashem. Bibchinas Hashem omar elai b'niyato ani hayom yiladeticha. Hashem said to me, you are my son, I gave birth to you today. Meaning, yesterday you weren't here, you're brand new today. Shehatzadik maschil b'chol pam mechodosh ke'ilu noilat hayoim. The tzaddik is always making a new beginning in his relationship with Hashem as if he was just born today. Vayidezeh shenisporach mispoer boy b'chol pam mechodosh. And this is what allows Hashem to take new pride in the tzaddik every day. Ke'ilu yelodai hayoim. As if Hashem gave birth to him today. Bibchinas Beniato ani hayoimi ledeticha. You are my son, I gave birth to you today. Veze bechinas Yosef Hashem li bein acher. And this is the other pasuk, which says, may Hashem add a new child to me, bring another child. Shehatzadik mevakesh vechofetz tomid, shashem yisborach Yosef loy biatzmoy ben acher. The tzaddik always wants that Hashem should take him and bring him close to Hashem like a new child. That the tzaddik should be able to renew himself and start fresh every single day in his service of Hashem, ad she'enechshav b'chol pam ben acher l'Hashem yisborach. So that every single day Hashem considers him like a new kid that was born into the family. Keben chodo shenoy latayoim. Bechinas beniyato ani ayumi ledeticho. Sheze bechinas mailas hazokein hagodol mikulam hamuva b'maisa shel shiva betlers. This is the secret behind the great elder that's mentioned in the story of the 7 beggars, the 13th story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, where it speaks about these children who were lost in the forest and they had no food, and suddenly a betler appeared, and each betler seemed to have a major defect. The first betler was blind, couldn't see at all. And he explained to them, I'm not really blind. I see what a person needs to see. I close my eyes to what a person shouldn't look at, and therefore it gives me the ability to really see the truth. And that betler also explained that he was very, very old and very young. Shehispoer, that betler prided himself, shehu zokein ma'oid, that he's very, very old, vahu yanik ma'oid, and very young. Va'adayin lo yishchel lichyos klal, he hasn't even begun to live. Ayin Shom, study that story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, V'chovein, and you'll understand what we're referring to over there. Rab Nosson Zal, in Likutei Halachos, in the first Chelek of Orach Chaim, in Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hey, has a spectacular explanation of that story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, especially the blind beggar, the one without eyes, and he relates it to Tefillin, because as we learned earlier in this Halacha, the Tefillin are Bein Einecha, the Tefillin are worn on the forehead, between the eyes, and the tefillin are the pe'er, that hisparus, that give light to the eyes, as we discussed previously. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rabbi.
Yes.
Could this concept also of mekarev rechokim be referring to myself at times when I feel distant from Hashem and I bring myself closer to this kiruv? Can this qualify also as giving this hitpa'ut and begadim chadashim to Hashem Yibarach?
The answer is most definitely. We have a rule that Rav Nosson Zal writes that all of Likutei Moran, and in addition Rav Nosson Zal's Sforim also, are speaking to every single Jew on our level. And he's speaking to us. This isn't being written for tzaddikim. He's talking to us to explain to us what makes him a tzaddik, what makes Hashem love him so much, so that we should want to emulate this. We should know that we're supposed to try to emulate the tzaddikim, to copy their attitude, usually, and especially in this. Now, someone raised a question in the chat. Does this apply to tzaddikim who already left the world? In them being able to help us draw close to Hashem, is it only referring to living tzaddikim? The answer is, it applies even more so to tzaddikim who left the world. The Gemara says, Yelchu mechayel el choyel, that tzaddikim have no rest even in the future world. They have no rest. They're constantly going higher and higher. Now the question is, Rav Nosson Zal in one place asks a question on this, but how could that be? We know Rabbeinu Zal told us in Likutei Moran that in order to have an aliyah, you must have a yerida. How could a tzaddik in Gan Eden, how could he possibly have a yerida? And one example that Rav Nosson Zal gives of this is that when we go to the grave of a tzaddik, and we reach out to the tzaddik, we're asking the tzaddik to intercede on our behalf. We're asking his neshama to be present there while we're there. That tzaddik is coming down to this world. He's coming down to try to assist us in coming close to Hashem. That yerida, for him it's a temporary yerida in a sense, that empowers the tzaddik to achieve new heights, to go higher and higher in Gan Eden. And the Zohar HaKadosh makes a very clear statement that whatever a tzaddik was involved in during his lifetime in this world, he continues to be involved in similar activities in the next world. So there's no question at all that the tzaddikim are involved in this during their lifetime, and especially after their passing away. Kohanim who cannot go to the cemetery, if they don't enter the cemetery, if they keep a distance, as long as they see the kever, that's also a very powerful connection, no question about it. There are some opinions that say that the kever of a tzaddik, a very high-level tzaddik, even Kohanim are allowed to go there because it's not metame, like the Moras HaMachpelah, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's kever, places of that caliber, that level. But again, Kohanim can make the connection by studying the teachings of the tzaddikim, and again, even by seeing the kever from a distance, and by emulating the tzaddikim, by doing all the different things that Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal teach us about his kashrus to the tzaddik, giving tzedakah to the tzaddik, all the different things. Any other questions? Okay, we continue. Rav Nosson Zal seems to be repeating himself a little bit over here, but he writes in the introduction to Likutei Halachos that if it ever looks to you like I'm being repetitive, look again. Because there are certain times that Rav Nosson Zal understood that there was a point that was so important for us to be able to get that he had to discuss it from all different angles and all different ways. In addition, through this that the tzaddik increases and renews himself in his own service of Hashem, and he's constantly making a new beginning, a fresh start. That's what enables him all the time to take people who are far from Hashem and bring them close. The elu harechoikim shehatzadik mekarvam l'Hashem Yisborach, and these people who were originally very far from Hashem and they come close, Heim Nikroim Bonim Eitzel Hatzadik. They are considered to be the tzaddik's children. Ki kol hamalamed es ben chaveroi Torah kilu yelodoi. Because the Gemara says clearly, a person who teaches someone else's child Torah, it's as if the teacher gave birth to that person. Vezehu gam kein bechinas Yosef Hashem li bein acher. And this is another interpretation of that pasuk, may Hashem give me another new child, that sheyiske b'chol pam lekarev echot miYisrael mechodesh l'Hashem Yisborach, that the tzaddik prays to Hashem and he works at this all the time to be zoche to bring another new customer, another new client to Hashem, shehu bein acher, which means for the tzaddik to acquire another child, ben chodesh, a new child. And this is Hashem's real pride. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we saw by our rabbi, Rabbeinu Zal, that what really made a splash, what really impressed Rabbeinu Zal, was when someone new came and joined the chevra, the group. Shehoya yokor be'enov me'oid yoiser mikol ha'anoshim sheneskarvo mikvar. That was more important to him, that was more significant to him than all the other people who had already come close to him. Meaning that Rabbeinu Zal devoted his attention, his focus to that, to the new person that came. Ki ikar ha-hisparus, hu kishe'oile hisparus chodosh la-Shem Yisborach, al yidei iskarvo sorechoyken kanal. Because the greatest pride of Hashem is when there's a new pride coming up to Hashem by the fact that somebody who was previously distant became close. And again, it doesn't have to be someone who's not religious. It could be a person who is religious, but didn't know about the tzaddik at all, didn't know about the concept of the tzaddik and the whole teachings of the tzaddik, which take a person's Yiddishkeit to a whole new level. V'zeh b'chinas ha-mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. And this is that third category that the Gemara mentions when it comes to lighting Hanukkah candles, the people who want to do it the best of the best, the beauty of the beauty. Hidur de hidur, hisparus de hisparus, hu bechinas moisef ha'oilech. The Gemara tells us that's those people who add an additional candle every day. They're not just lighting one candle each day, but as every day of the holiday increases, they're increasing the number of candles. Bechinas moisef v'hoylech, bechinas Yosef, bechinas hatzadik shem moisef v'hoylech. This is the tzadik who's constantly adding, and he's on the move. He's going higher and higher every day. Umaschil bavoidosoy mechodosh b'chol pam. He's making a new beginning in serving Hashem all the time. Shezeh ikar ha'hisparus. This is the greatest pride and joy of Hashem. V'chol ikar ha'hisparus shel kol Yisrael al yodoi. And the main pride that Hashem gets from the entire Jewish nation is coming through him, through this tzaddik. Ki hu mekarev kol harachoykem l'Hashem Yisborach. Because he is a major factor in all those that are distant from Hashem coming close. Sheze ikar ha'hisparus. That's the most important pride. And this is what Chanukah, what the holiness of Chanukah is all about. Because that's why this holiday is called Chanukah. Chanukah means chinuch. Chinuch means when you're teaching a child, when a child is first starting to learn, that's called chinuch. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, chanoich lanar al pidarkoi. Teach a child on his level. You have to understand he's just a kid, he's young, he's new. Don't try to teach him, educate him on a level of an advanced person. Dahainu, kishemeschaneich echot mechodosh. This is referring to a new person coming and joining the class, joining the school. A person who's entering, starting to serve Hashem. Sheze ikar hisparusa yisborach. This is Hashem's real pride. Umishom ikar hamshocha sa'or shoner Chanukah. And it's from there that the light of Chanukah comes forth. Ki ikar ha'or alidei ha'esparos kanal. Because as we showed previously, in one of the previous shiurim, that the light is synonymous with this hisparos. Vayara lekimes so'or ki toiv. That light is called toiv, and toiv is that tiferes, that hisparos. Ve'ikar ha'hisparos alidei hiskarvos sorechoikim. And the greatest pride is by those who are distant coming close. They're starting to be educated anew in serving Hashem. And that's why this holiday of lights, is called Chanukah, because the real light, the greatest light, comes from the youth, those who are youthful, those who are young, starting fresh in serving Hashem every day. Any questions?
Rav Nosson, does this tie into the halacha regarding buying new things for family on Chagim? Be it Mashiach Yanu, the newness there. Is this part of the Hizchatshu?
I believe yes, definitely. Definitely. And also the concept of having different garments for Shabbos, for Yontif. That again, I don't want to wear a garment that I wear every single day is a concept of, it could be something old. Putting on a fresh, clean garment or a new garment, something that I haven't worn for a week, for a month, for a year, we make the bracha shechionu v'shechionu. That gives me new life. That concept of being born anew.
Rabbi, there is a concept, I believe, that there's a danger in mekarvim rechokim that is mentioned by Rav Nosson in certain places. How do we distinguish which can put me in danger and which bring closer?
This one of his sources for that is chapter 59 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says that a person who establishes a center for bringing people close to Hashem, that's called a Heichal HaKodesh, a holy palace for Hashem Kaviyochol. And Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the fact that this person is going out to people who are not yet pure, people who have good and bad in them. And in many cases, unfortunately, sometimes there's more bad than good. And therefore, the person who's doing that is putting themselves at risk. There's a danger, an element of danger involved. And Rabbeinu Zal over there says, therefore, the person has to take certain steps to protect themselves. He speaks about mishpat, that the person has to constantly be evaluating themselves and checking themselves to make sure that they're not fooling themselves. Because again, the Satan is very strong for everybody, especially a person who wants to give Hashem this greatest pride. The Satan is going to try to harm that person in a big way. So the person, this requires mishpat all the time. One of the definitions of mishpat is hispoidus, constantly praying to Hashem, pleading with Hashem for guidance, to be able to have clarity, to know where it's coming from my good, from the Yetzer Tov, and what's coming from my Yetzer Hara. Because again, this involves going down, going out. And going down and going out means going into danger, leaving the Beis Medrash, leaving the place of purity, and going to a place that's less pure. So this is why it's so important for a person to have, just like a person is trying to save someone that's drowning, there are many cases of people who try to do that and they drowned in the process. Because in order to save a person that's drowning, you have to be a lifeguard, you have to be trained. And in that training, they teach you that when a person's in that kind of desperate situation, they're drowning, they'll grab onto the person that's trying to save them, and they could block that person from being able to swim, being able to... So there's tremendous sakana. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, the tzaddik gomor, one who is a complete tzaddik, and those who are really attached to him properly, they can do this. They're allowed to do this, they're protected. But again, it requires tremendous grounding. I had the privilege of becoming involved in Breslov as a teenager. And I met Rav Rosenfeld, and he was unique in the fact, in terms of how grounded he was. Number one, the knowledge of Gemara, the knowledge of Halacha, a poisek, a person who had the authority, smicha, yoyre, yoyre, yodin, yodin, that he was authorized and qualified by great rabbis that said he is qualified to say what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. In addition to that, that wasn't enough yet. When he started teaching Hasidus Breslov, he went to Eretz Yisrael and he got smicha from leading rabbis in Breslov, which I don't know if anybody else really did that. He went to Rabbi Avram Sternhartz, who tested him completely in all facets of Torah and wrote a clear document, an official document, saying that this person, I tested this person in Gemara, in Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, in Halacha, in Zohar HaKadosh, and blessed, fortunate is the community that will have this person as their rabbi. He also went to other rabbis, Rebbe Yochaim Rosen, Rebbe Levi Yitzchok Bender, Rebbe Shmuel Shapiro, and I think Revel Volcheshen. I think all four of them signed on an additional smicha. Smicha means authorization, that there are great, great rabbis who are saying, we have tested, we know this person, and we authorize him. We say that he's qualified to be able to teach Torah, to be able to be involved in building a community, building a kehila, that kind of thing. It's not simple. And because of that, and even there, he went through many difficulties in being able to do it. So it's extremely important when a person wants to do this type of thing, to be connected, to be very solidly attached to rabbis, to Talmidei Chachamim, and to check himself all the time, to be checking himself, to see, am I on the right path or am I being fooled? There's a pasuk, Ki Ashoichad Yaver Einei Chachamim, that bribes can blind even intelligent people. And the Mefoshim bring bribes, Shoichad could be money, and Shoichad could be kavod, that these two things blind a person when either financial money's a person who needs money, wants money, and because of that clouds the person's vision or thinking. And also kavod, when a person is being shown respect because of their knowledge, their ability to speak and that kind of thing, that can blind a person and cloud their decision making and get them to make mistakes. And unfortunately, sometimes get the person to take heterim, to take liberties that they shouldn't be taking. So this is where there is definitely a need for caution and care and a lot of Torah and a lot of tefillah for a person to be successful in this avodah. Let's continue. Rav Nosson Zal is going to be adding very, very significant pieces now to what we're learning. V'zeh b'chinas, we're speaking about Chanukah, we're speaking about the menorah, the candles. V'zeh b'chinas, v'zeh maisa ha-menorah, miksha zohov, ad yerecho, ad pircho, miksha hi. The Torah tells us about the menorah in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash, that it was one solid piece of gold. The menorah, with all of its beautiful shapes and the flowers and the designs in it, nothing was attached. It wasn't any pieces that were attached or connected. It was made from one original block of gold that had to be shaped and formed into all the gorgeous shapes that the Menorah has, those people that have seen pictures of what the Menorah looked like in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, it was an incredible, incredible art to be able to work with one piece of gold and shape it into all of these fantastic shapes. Ki Isa B'Divra Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal explains now that Rabbeinu Zal writes in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 48, Shetzrichin Lihiyois Akshon Godol Bavoides Hashem, that a person has to be very stubborn and persistent when it comes to serving Hashem. Person needs to know that I'm in this for the long haul, and I'm not necessarily going to see immediate results, and therefore I have to be willing to push to continue again and again and again. Another hispoidus, another tefillah, another page of Gemara, and another page, and another page, and to go over it again and again. Umi shehischil me'at bavoides Hashem yodea zois. Rav Nosson Zal says now, a person who started trying to become religious or trying to become more religious knows this. She'efsher lihiyos ish Yisrael be'emes kiyim al yidei akshonus godol, that it's impossible to really succeed in being a real good Jew unless the person has tremendous stubbornness and consistency, not quitting. Ki harbe harpatkois valias v'yeridois trichen lavor al kolechot v'yechot belishir. Because every single person who tries to become religious or tries to become more religious has to go through many, many struggles and difficulties and ups and downs. Belishir, Rav Nosson Zal says, unlimited. Vimloye action godel, and if the person will not be very stubborn to dig in their heels and say, I don't care, I'm not quitting, no matter what, I am not quitting, I started this and I'm going to see this through to the end. Livli lehaniach al yidei zeh ma'at avodosei shehischil, if the person won't have that stubbornness to say that I don't care, no matter what, I'm standing my ground, I'm not retreating, I'm not going back. Then the person will not be able to hold on, chas v'shalom. It requires tremendous determination and stubbornness. Ubefrat linsoya velovoi l'eretz Yisrael. Especially if we're talking about a person who wants to travel and go to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal was talking during his time when it wasn't that you buy a ticket online. You don't even have to go to the travel agent. You buy the ticket online or on your phone, you can buy the ticket. And then you travel by helicopter to the airport and you get into the plane and the plane takes you non-stop flight, you know, to... Rav Nosson Zal was talking about at a time when going to Eretz Yisrael meant traveling by ship and it took weeks and there were many different dangers that were fraught along the way. Sheze Iker Kedushas Ish Israeli. This is one of the major aspects of the holiness of a Jew, being able to get to Eretz Yisrael. V'hu Iker Nitzochon HaMelchama. And this is one of the most significant victories and successes in a person's Yiddishkeit, being Zoicha to get to Eretz Yisrael. K'mashikosav Rabbeinu Zal Batoira Tisha Tikunim. As Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in chapter 20 in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, look over there. So bevadai yefsher lenatzeach melchama zois ki malidei akshonus godol moed. A person will not be able to succeed in this battle unless the person is very stubborn and persistent. Vze ikar hahisparus shashem yisporach mispor b'Yisrael. And this is one of the major elements of the pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish nation. Ki Hashem yisporach mispor ma'oid b'ho'azus v'ho'akshonus shel isha Yisraeli. Hashem is very impressed and proud of the strength and the stubbornness of a Jew, who gets punched out, he gets knocked down again and again, and he picks himself up again. He strengthens, he encourages himself. V'hu akshen gadol, and he's very stubborn. V'einoy maniach lahapil atzmai b'shum oifen. He will not quit. He will not allow himself to be knocked down permanently, no matter what. He won't stay on the floor. V'ze ikar hisparusa yisborach. This is a major, major aspect of the pride that Hashem feels in Klal Yisrael. B'bechinas, as it says in Hoidu, which we say every morning in Shachris, Tnu oiz lelekim, give strength and power to Hashem, al Yisrael ga'avosoi. It's about the Jewish people that Hashem is so proud, that Hashem takes pride. Rav Nosson Zal says, oiz, the word oiz means strength, and the word oiz is also zebechinas azus va'akshonos shel Yisrael. This refers to the brazenness and the stubbornness of a Jew. Shehem azim v'chazokim b'avidosan. That we're brazen, we have chutzpah to keep coming back. We won't take no for an answer, even if Hashem says no. A person's not taking no, even if a person feels that Hashem himself is rejecting them, I don't care. The Gemara says, Kol ma Hashem elecha balabayis asei chutz mitzei. Whatever the owner of the house tells you to do, you're required to listen, except if he tells you get out. And the Mefarshim write that who is the balabayis? Who is the master of the house? Hashem. Anything Hashem tells you to do, you're required to listen, except if it looks to you that Hashem is saying get out, don't listen. Don't listen. Ignore it and come back. Come back in. This is the story of Acher. Acher, who was originally the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir, he was a Tana in the Gemara, and he fell. He fell to terrible things. And at one point, his student, Rebbe Meir, said to him, come back, come back. And he said, I can't, because I heard a voice from heaven that said, Shuvu bonim shevavim chutz mi'acher. All the bad children can come back except Acher. And I believe Tosfos over there says, so what should he have done? The answer is he shouldn't have listened. If a person feels that Hashem is rejecting them, don't listen. Shaydeze ikar kabola satoira. This is really what made us worthy and successful in being the nation that received the Torah from Hashem. Shehu klal hahisparus. The Torah is a composite of all of the pride and joy of Hashem. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says in Be'a, Mipnei ma nitna Torah liYisrael, mipnei shehem azin. Why was the Torah given to the Jewish nation? Because we have chutzpah. We have this azus. And the Mefarshim explained this in two ways. Number one, because Hashem understood that we need the Torah more than any other nation. We're the biggest troublemakers. And therefore, if anyone needs the Torah to set us straight, it's us. And another interpretation is because we were the only ones who had the brazenness to jump. When Hashem said, are you willing to accept this book of rules of mine? All the other nations were hesitant. We have to check it out first, see what it is. The Jews said, where do I sign? Naseh v'nishma. We're in, we're committed. Al yedezeh, al Yisrael gavosoi. And it's through this azus digdusha of the Jewish people, this is what makes Hashem so proud of us, that we are the main pride and joy of Hashem. Dehainu geyus v'hisparus. Those two terms are synonymous. Ki ze ikar hisparus yisparach. Because this is one of the highest forms of Hashem's pride, when he sees a Jew's persistence, that the person is not quitting, not giving up. Ukamay shekosuv, and as the pasuk says, ki siferes uzomoy oto, because you are his pride and strength. Tiferes uzomoy, those two go together, the tiferes and the azus. Ki ikra hahisparus hua azus vakshonus, because the main pride of Hashem comes when a Jew shows this azus digdusha and this stubbornness, this unwillingness to quit or give up no matter what. Any questions? We'll just do a little bit more. And it's through this stubbornness, shehu ikar hisparusei isborach, which we said is one of the main sources of Hashem's pride, this is what will enable the person to be successful, to win the war, velovoi l'Eretz Yisrael, and to get Eretz Yisrael, sheze ikar nitzochon hamelchama. That's one of the major examples of victory for a Jew, being zoicha to get Eretz Yisrael. Kal yidei ho'azus v'ha'akshonus, sheu ikar ha'esparus, ayidei ze nimshach kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because we showed here in the previous paragraph that this azus and akshonus is the hisparus. And we learned previously that Eretz Yisrael receives its holiness from the hisparus. That's where the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael al yidei ha-hisparus kanal. Veze bechinas Hashem moloch geus lovesh. Lovesh Hashem oiz his azor. Hashem is king, his garment is geus, this pride, and Hashem cloaks himself in oiz, in this strength, his azor, he cloaks himself. Hainu ikar levush gavosei visparusei isborach, hualidei ho azos vakshona shel Yisrael. One of the main garments and pride of Hashem is when a Jew displays this brazenness, this unwillingness to give up, this stubbornness, bechinas lovesh Hashem oiz his azor, bechinas tnu oiz lelekim al Yisrael gavose kanal. Veze bechinas, and this is what we see, we started Parshas Vo'era this week, we're moving towards Shabbos Shira. That's one of the next highlights in the Jewish calendar. Parshas Beshalach is called Shabbos Shira. That was one of the important Shabbosim of the year when Rabbi Nizal would travel to his students and give a special shir. There are many chapters in Likutei Moran that were said on Shabbos Shira. And it also comes out usually on the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, around the time of Tu B'Shvat, which is a Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah for trees. That's also Rav Nosson Zal's birthday, Tu B'Shvat. So in the Shira there, it says, V'zeh b'chinas oshiro l'Hashem ki go'oy go'a. I sing to Hashem because Hashem is great. Zeh b'chinas ga'avosoy v'sparusoy yisborach. That's referring to Hashem's pride, Hashem's glory. V'zeh ha'hisparus nimshach alidei ho'azus v'akshono shel Yisrael. That pride comes from the power, the strength, the brazenness, the stubbornness of Klal Yisrael. That's what gives us the ability to defeat and to bring about the downfall of the Satan and all of his armies, all of his cohorts. Shemizgabrim al kolechot mi Yisrael b'chol yoim, which rise up against every single Jew every single day. And it's impossible for a Jew to succeed in defeating all of this opposition unless the person is very stubborn and strong-willed. And that's what makes Hashem proud of a Jew. Vezehu, and this is what the pasuk says over there in the Shira, sus veroichvoi roma vayom. The horse and his rider were toppled in the sea. This is referring to the Egyptians. The Arizal says, sus veroichvoi heim bechinas samachmem venukve kemuva bekavonas. These terms, the horse and his rider, are alluding to the sitrachra, the male form and the female form of the Sitrachra. We know that just like in Kedusha, everything is male and female, so too lahavdil in the Sitra Achra. There's a male and a female form. The Gemara in Psachim, those that are learning Daf Yomi now, learned recently that the Gemara speaks about the hate that an Amoritz has for a Talmud Chacham, and then the Gemara says, but the wife of an Amoritz is even worse. This concept of the male and the female. And usually the female is worse. Shehem b'klal ha-hasosos va-pituyim va-taivos va-manias va-arhurim va-machshavos zoros. This terminology of the male sitrachra and the female sitrachra include all of the seductions and the taivos and the obstacles and the bad thoughts and the sinful thoughts that try to attack every single Jew every single day. Shezeichin lahapilom lachnion, that were zeiche to bring about their downfall and destruction. Bechina sus v'roichmoi rova yom, that the horse and his rider should be toppled in the sea. How? Al yidei ho'azus v'akshonu shel Yisrael, through the stubbornness and the persistence of a Jew, that unwillingness to quit, unwillingness to give up, to keep coming back. We'll hold it over here for now. Any questions before we close?
It's a point that Rav Nosson, this is such a central part to success in Yiddishkeit and success in life. And specifically, you know, with kids, easy come, easy go, you know, cushy, cushy. It's very, very difficult to instill this midah from the cradle because it's just, you know.
It's true. And this is that when we speak about when the Torah tells us that as we get closer to the coming of Mashiach, there's going to be hastara shebetoyach hastara, that the hiddenness of Hashem is going to be more hidden than ever before. This is one of the main reasons, because the new generation, the recent year, the past 50 years, the emphasis has been on easy life, easy money, easy conveniences. More convenient, more less work, less effort, effortless, that kind of thing. And people don't realize that no pain, no gain. That the less effort, the less we use our muscles, the more dead our muscles become. And the less energy we put to use, the more dead we are. And again, our mission in life is not to die, it's to live. We're supposed that it says ki hu chayecha, the Torah is life. Our mission is to live v'chay bohem. We're supposed to live with the Torah, and to live requires effort, requires work. The pasuk says adam la'amol yulad, and the time to educate kids on this is from birth. My Rebbe Reb Michal Zichron Avracha used to say that in Russia. In the Soviet Union, there was a professor who was known to be very knowledgeable in education of children. And someone once called him up and they said to him, at what age does chinuch, you know, does educating children begin? So he asked them, how old is your child? They said, 3 years old. He said, you're 3 years late. From the moment a child is born, the parents need Torah education. The parents need to know what we're learning here and to be able to understand. Do we want a weak child? Do we want to create weaklings who cannot stand up? Because with all the conveniences we have today, it still takes tremendous strength to succeed in life, to succeed in health, to succeed in gashmias, to succeed in ruchnias. And if we're raising weaklings, if we're raising people who think that the less effort and the less work, the more I can smile and wow, I did this effortlessly. The Gemara makes that statement, Yogata umatsoso al tamim. If someone will tell you that lo yogati umatsosi, I didn't struggle, I didn't put in a lot of effort and I was successful, don't believe them. That's not real success. They're fooling themselves. They think they were successful. There are many people who look back at the end of their life. People looked at them as being big successes, stars. And we find out that their life was worse than anybody else's, Rahman al-Islam. And it says there, Yogato Matsasa, a person who says, I put in genuine effort and I was successful, tam, and you can believe that person. And what do you mean believe? Won't I see the success? The answer is sometimes it's not so visible. But to those who can really see, those who have more das, they know that Hashem measures a person by effort, not by results. The greatest emphasis is the effort, how much effort a person puts in. And here Rav Nosson Zal is giving a guarantee that if a person will not quit and a person will continue to put in real sincere effort, they will definitely succeed. That's real success.
One quick question. Nothing. I would like to understand, family back home, all they talk about is, we want you to be comfortable. Everything should be about comfortable. And I have to hold myself back because, you know, that's why. So you should be comfortable and then what? Yeah. And I'm still, like, can you help me like, what I should be saying or not saying or thinking. That's really the question. Because to be comfortable at what?
Exactly. To be a comfortable cow, there are people who say the most important thing is health. The most important thing in life is health. Yeah? If I'm a healthy behemoth, that's the most important thing in life. That means I lived a good life, a reasonable life. I don't want to be a behemoth. I want to be a human being. And the Torah teaches us a human being is das. When a person has recognition of Hashem, that's human. Otherwise, if a person has everything else, they have a big house and three cars and a swimming pool, it's a cow, it's a behemoth, unless the person has the right das, the right recognition of what life is, what the real purpose and mission of life is all about. But again, depending on who you're dealing with, so if you know a person cannot hear it, you can't say it to them. But we need to know that we are so fortunate to have this connection to the tzaddikim that are opening our eyes to know what's real life. There's to exist and to live. And again, Yiddishkeit, Torah and Tefillah are called life. That's life. And comfort, you know, I've heard shiurim recently from some people who understand, you know, what's going on in the world. And they talk about getting out of your comfort zone. That in order for a person to be successful in life, the person has to be willing to get out of their comfort zone. Those people who are staying in bed, who don't want to get out of bed, they're not going to succeed. They're not going to succeed, unfortunately. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zeicha to absorb what we're learning and to live, to live, to emulate the tzaddikim, to live a real, real life, true life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Reb Nachman. Have a wonderful day.
Wonderful day to all. It's a shame.
Have a good day. Thank you.
To everyone.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Big chizuk. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Reb Nachman. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.